Hi, am I speaking with Fitzroy?
Yes.
Hey, Fitzroy, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Tuesday?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
Good to hear,
I'm
sir.
The cleaner under.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
No, I'm listening. I was talking to somebody else.
Oh, no worries. Okay, I thought you were talking to me. Yeah, so Carmen sent your file over to me. Have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
No, she was going to explain all of that to me.
Okay, that's why she sent you to me. So Google Guaranteed, what it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. It's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. So the benefit of these leads, Fitzroy, is for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Okay. Now, the kicker on this, and this is really why it's so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Okay, and what that means, so when that lead calls you, if you schedule an estimate with the lead, like if you schedule an appointment with them, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't really do in your industry, but if you were to quote them over the phone or schedule an estimate with them, those are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. If it's anything outside of that, like let's say it's out of your service radius or a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. So the main reason, Fitzroy, they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. Okay. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's putting a guaranteed stamp on your name, and they're telling that client that they vetted you. So let me verify first off, is the company still currently licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Also, any face-to-face employees, okay? In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you, okay? But you would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. You know? So background check will be good. You're licensed, you're insured, so you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So
that's usually what is going to determine if I continue listening or out the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the general contractor vertical, and I'll go over all the subcategories in there in a second, but for the general contractor vertical, your cost per qualified lead is going to be at $50.67 per lead.
Doesn't matter what kind of lead it is?
Well, so it has to be in that category. So to go over those right now, and you don't have to turn all of these on. You're just going to want to turn on the type of leads you want. So in the general contractor vertical, you have accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, and roofing.
Okay.
So whichever subcategory you have turned on, which I'll ask you which ones you would want in a second here, but no matter the type of lead in those subcategories, it is $50.67 per qualified lead. Yes.
Okay.
As long as qualified, right? Now, Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about, That is at $661. All right.
$661 is what? It's 13 times 50?
Yeah, it's 50, 67 times 13 is how they get that number. Exactly.
Okay.
Now, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So, for example, right, let's say you do that minimum budget for 13 leads, and you take on 13 qualified leads, right, where you scheduled an estimate with each one of those leads. The following month, you'll be charged $661 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you took on 4 qualified leads, and you decided to pause your leads for whatever reason. You're booked out, you're on vacation, whatever it is, right? The following month, you're not charged the $661. You're only charged for those 4 leads you took on, 50, 67 times 4. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we also don't charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check. Okay, to get you in the Google Guaranteed section. What we send in writing, Fitzroy, is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved within about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Okay.
All right. Now, we do charge, there is a one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed. So this is not like a renewal fee. You only pay this one time. You never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay.
All right. Now, first thing I want to do, everything I just went over with you, I'm going to send that off to you in writing. The email address I have on file for you, it's itzill, or it's itzill@aol.com. Is that accurate?
Yes, itzeell@aol.
Okay, perfect. All right. So this first email coming through now is going to be titled Google Guaranteed. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to reply to the email, okay, with your vertical, which just means your category, your cost per qualified lead, what your minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you have them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so just give me one quick second. Have you used a lead program in the past? Just curious.
Using one that sucks.
Which one is it? Thumbtack, Angie's, Networks?
Angie's,
okay. So the major difference between this newer lead program, there's a few different differences, right? So number one, you're not going to ever share the leads. So the lead only comes directly to you, and it's going to come through via phone call. Okay? Another huge difference. My clients love this. Okay? The call, when it comes through on your phone, it's going to come through as LSA lead. That way you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. Okay? And these calls are recorded by Google bots. So like an AI who automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So you don't have to call us to dispute leads. It's already automatically done for you. You just won't be charged for that lead when it's an unqualified one.
Okay.
And another really key factor, Google Guaranteed is so new that a lot of companies don't know about it. So it's not overly saturated. You know what I'm saying? So, you're showing up at the very top of the page for everywhere that you're targeting. And you're going to have Google Guaranteed next to your name with a green check mark while you have your leads on. So it's an amazing platform.
Okay.
All right. Now, that being said, so how far, I see your radius on your base package with us. But on Google Guaranteed, like, how far would you want to target?
I mean, the where I'm at now is, I think it's sufficient. Because we're talking about, like, it's like a 40 minutes drive.
Okay. So on here, let me just verify what I have for you. So North Toro, or sorry if I say any of these wrong, okay? Wellfleet, I have East Ham, Orleans, Truro, Provincetown, Harwich, Brewster, and Dennis.
Right.
Is there anything I left out for Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, let me go over these subcategories for you, okay? Do you want accessory buildings on or off?
Accessory buildings.
Accessory buildings, yeah.
That fall under commercial, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
No, no commercial for me.
Okay, so let me turn that off. Bathroom remodel?
Yes.
Okay. On. Okay. Decks and patio.
Yes.
Okay. On. Exterior finishing.
Yes.
Okay. Foundations and concrete.
No.
Okay. Turn that off. Commercial projects. That's a no, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Home additions.
Yes.
Okay. Home building.
I don't do much of that, but I do it, but I don't do much of it. No, leave that off for now. We can have them if we want. Right?
You can always turn them on. Like, let's say you want commercial projects later on. You could turn those on. You want home building 1 month, you could always toggle them off or on easily. Okay, so home building off for now. Home remodel and renovation, that's a yes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Interior finishing?
Yeah.
Okay. Kitchen remodel?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Roofing?
Been, you know what? Yeah, put it on there.
Roofing on. Got it. Okay. And then other is just a category on every general contractor vertical. So we could turn that on later if you want to, like, increase your lead flow. But I say leave it off for now. Okay.
Which one is that?
Other. It's just listed as other. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Perfect. So I got the radius. I got the services. Okay. So the next step to this, Fitzroy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule a onboarding appointment for you for Google Guaranteed. In this onboarding appointment, okay, they're just going to re-verify everything that I've submitted. Plus, they're very important. They're going to be able to check your application, which I will submit to you via text message and via email here shortly to make sure it was submitted properly. That way, we can push it through. Okay. Now, even though I'm not specifically managing your leads, I am really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So what I'm going to do is send you my direct line and extension right now.
Okay.
All right. Just give me one quick sec. All right. Here that comes. Okay. So before I schedule that onboarding appointment and have the application sent to you via text message and via email, for the one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed, are we going to be using the same card that we have on file?
This is the card I would use, but what are we doing now? Are we setting up the whole thing now, or are we just...
This is just for the application. So the very first step is getting your license, your insurance, and that background check ran. That way we could get you approved for Google Guaranteed. Once you're approved, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. what's going to happen is you're going to get a text, email, and phone call verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on, and then that's when the lead budget would be charged. So what I'm talking about right now is the one-time application fee of $250 to be able to submit your license, insurance, and background check.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready to get the application process started, though?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And, all right, so the card I have on file is ending in 4405. That's the correct one, right?
4405.
Yes, sir.
Well, hold on, let me see. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, perfect. So give me 1 second. Let me attach Google Guarantee to your account, and you're going to be automatically triggered your email and a text with the application. Okay? So give me one quick sec here. Yeah, you're going to absolutely love this. So since we started this, we have 100% retention rate on our Google Guaranteed accounts. Like, it is absolutely amazing. What's that?
Anyway, hold on a second.
Yeah, take your time. All right. Okay, let me adjust. LSA. Sorry, one more click, and then it'll be added here. There we go. Okay. Can you still hear me, Fitzroy?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, so you're going to get an email that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. Okay? It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there. The main thing, okay, is there's going to be a link which has the Google Guaranteed application on it. Okay, and that's what you want to get started on as soon as possible. I'm going to also send that to you. It's going to automatically trigger right now via text message, okay? And I'm going to copy and paste the application in our current email thread. That way you can't miss it. You're going to have it all over the place.
Okay?
All right, so give me 1 sec. Let me get that copied. Da-da-da-da-da. All right, reply. Okay, the application too, all right, it's a one-page application. So very, very easy to fill out, okay? Couple things you need to know about. For one, on the background check, okay? Two different companies do the background checks for Google. Both very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton, the other is Evident, okay? If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application will be needed, okay? If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to ask you to send a scan in of the front and back of your driver's license, okay? So just have that with you. In your onboarding appointment, which I'm going to schedule here in just a second, they'll be able to let you know which one it is, if it's going to be Pinkerton or Evident, okay? All right, so let me jump over here. Okay, so for the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, all right, we block off just a 30-minute window. What will happen in this appointment, all right, they're going to send you some emails just for personalization of your Google Guaranteed profile. And again, they're going to be able to push that application through. That way they can let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton running the background check. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what time tomorrow works best for you?
What time tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna,
the earliest we're gonna have is a 10:30. The latest they have is a 6:30. Then they have a bunch of windows in between, too. So.
I think, give me up to any time after 5 would be fine for me.
After 5? Okay, so do you want to do the 6 p.m. or the 6:30?
6 would be fine.
6 p.m.? Okay, perfect. So, you're going to get an email calendar invite in just one second here. It's going to say local splash, okay, LSA onboarding appointment. That LSA term you want to get used to, okay, because that's how the leads are going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. Okay.
LSA.
Yes, sir. Correct.
And that's an abbreviation?
It means local service ads. It's just another term for Google Guaranteed.
Okay. Local service ads.
Correct. Correct. But the main thing is you're going to know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through because it'll say LSA lead on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, again, the leads, you only pay when they're qualified. To safeguard it too, in your current tracking system with us, we're going to add a section under leads that will say paid leads. And it will show you every single lead that came through. And it's going to say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified. Okay?
Okay.
So you'll have tracking of all of that, all right? Let me check one more thing here too. Oh, 1 hour before the LSA onboarding appointment too, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder. So you'll know it's coming. We're going to call from our 877 number. And as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call and introduce you to your technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And I always try to be available for those. It's just if I get an inbound, I won't be, you know? So give me 1 second. Okay, FS rebar construction. Okay, so part of the Google Guaranteed process too is we need you to boost your reviews. So as we're doing the application, we're going to need you to get 5 reviews on your Google page because that will transfer to your Google Guaranteed page. Does that make sense?
Okay.
It could be friends, family member, previous clients, new clients. It doesn't matter. Just get me 5 reviews up there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, have you already received a link for your reviews? Let me see here. I don't see that they sent you one. So what I'm going to do, okay, is I'm going to message the tech side right now. I'm going to have a tiny URL created for you, okay? This is something you could send to your clients, friends, family members, whoever it is, right? And when they click the link, it's going to pull up the stars. That way they could put a 5-star review. The only thing, they have to leave it from a Gmail account. So if they have like an AOL or a Yahoo or an Outlook, right, Google won't accept the review. It has to come from a Google account. So just kind of keep that in mind too. Okay? Okay. Do you have any questions for me in the meantime?
If clients are giving a review, then they're not going to, it's not all of them that is going to have Google. So I want all those reviews.
Say it one more time. I'm sorry. It's kind of breaking up.
No. If a client is doing a review for me and they don't have a Google a Gmail account.
Correct.
I won't get that review.
Correct. Yes, sir. That's one of the kind of down. I wish you could leave a review on Google from any account. Here's the thing, though. The majority of clients have a Gmail. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to run into some, like even you have an AOL, right? So with your AOL account, you can't leave a review on Google. They have to leave it from a Gmail. They have to be signed into Chrome in order to be able to do it.
Okay.
Okay, so just a heads up on that. You don't really have to tell your clients that. Just if you ever run into it where, like, they said they left a review, but it's not showing, usually 9 times out of 10, it was from a different email account, if that makes sense. You know, so I just want to make you aware of it, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I know I sent you a bunch of emails, a bunch of texts, right? The main thing you want to focus on, aside from the reviews, right, is that application. You want to get rocking and rolling on that. That way we could submit that thing and get you approved as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any additional questions in the meantime?
No. Let me go over all that you sent me later on, and then if I have any questions, then I'll reach out to you.
Yeah, if you have any questions, just call me directly, too. If I'm ever on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them, okay? All right. All right, congratulations, Fitzroy. You got into the best lead program they have right now. It is amazing. I'll send you that tiny URL shortly here. I just got to have the tech team create it. And then the application is very important, too, okay?
Okay.
All right, Fitzroy, have a great rest of your day. Congratulations again.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye.